In November, now President Donald Trump won nearly 68% of the vote in West Virginia, putting him 42 points ahead of his nearest rival in the results, Democrat Hillary Clinton. The stories of the hardworking, blue-collar West Virginians who looked to Trump as an outsider, willing to change the political order in Washington, they've been told by both local and national media outlets. But the question now is, will he stick to his word? At least one person, a name not unknown in national politics, is willing to say he won't. And he delivered that message in what's become known as Trump Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, United States Senator Bernie Sanders.
It's certainly not an unfamiliar name in any part of the country, that of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. In West Virginia, the former presidential candidate made stops in Huntington, Charleston, Morgantown, and even McDowell County last spring before defeating Democratic rival Hillary Clinton in the state's primary election. His return to the capital city Sunday was not a campaign event, though, but a stop on a tour to promote his new book titled Our Revolution. That, however, does not mean the event wasn't political. In his 2 hours on stage at the Charleston Municipal Auditorium, Sanders preached the same platform that underscored his 2016 campaign, redistributing wealth to a shrinking middle class, providing universal health care, and protecting government programs like Social Security and Medicare. But instead of rallying the crowd around the quote-unquote establishment's work against his progressive notions, Sanders had a new target.
So to all of those people and more who voted for Mr. Trump, tell him to keep his word. Tell him not to cut Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security.
18% of West Virginia's population is over the age of 65, the traditional eligibility age for Social Security. Another 18% lives under the federal poverty line. 14% of West Virginians under the age of 65 rely on disability benefits for their income, which includes Medicare or Medicaid coverage. Yet West Virginia's population, one that largely relies on these government services, handedly voted for a party that often talks of cutting them. But Sanders says with Trump, that's not surprising. He says the billionaire businessman turned president had a message that resonated with the people of West Virginia and elsewhere in America.
Can I, Donald Trump, I'm going to take on the establishment, the Democrats and the Republicans, and I'm going to create a government that works for the working class of this country. Now, the truth is, it's a good speech. The bad news is, he never meant a word of it.
Sanders' harsh criticism of the president, he says, is based on Trump's appointments to head the nation's top government agencies. Those nominees, some of whom have now been confirmed by the U.S. Senate, include longtime members of Congress, the CEOs of corporations and Wall Street institutions, and major political donors, people who are not necessarily considered outsiders. Several times during the address, Sanders warned about the impacts Trump's policies will have on the nation's future as a democracy. That includes the travel ban on 7 Muslim-majority countries that was recently shot down in federal court.
President Trump is trying to create a climate of fear from one end of this country to the other. And what he is doing is what demagogues have always done, and that is to pick on minorities and try to divide this country up.
Although the crowd of nearly 2,000 in Charleston welcomed Sanders' criticism of the president, the senator's trip was not warmly welcomed in all parts of the state. An MSNBC-taped town hall scheduled to take place in McDowell County Monday morning was scrapped Friday evening. The event was to be recorded at the Welch National Guard Armory. A statement released by the West Virginia National Guard's Public Affairs Office Sunday said that the U.S. Department of Defense does not allow its facilities to be used for political or election events, including town halls. And once the details of the event were shared, policy prohibited the Guard from accommodating the event. Sanders addressed the cancellation of the McDowell County Town Hall in Charleston.
Don't know how it happened, but let me tell the people who did that, if you think We are not going back to McDowell County to hold that town meeting. You are very mistaken. We're going to be there.
Sanders attempted to end his Charleston appearance on a positive note, encouraging those who attended the event to get involved in politics at any level, whether it be in Washington or in their own backyard. Democracy is not a spectator sport, he told the crowd, and change doesn't happen overnight. But even Trump's West Virginia could become a progressive voice in the future. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.